Just yesterday, we had discussed a little bit about, in reverse process, the truth is between Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of the first parak, about the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, when we were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, Kazer Re'eh V'Kadesh, we used to see the moon, and witnesses, of course, would have to come to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim and testify to what they saw, and Me'ikar HaDin, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, they would come even on Shabbos, because you have to bring the Korban Musaf in its appropriate time, right? Then Shluchin, 6 months, as we spoke about, would go out to notify the Jewish communities of the various Mo'adim and Zmanim, ranging from Chanukah, on the one hand, the Dinder Rabbanan, then of course you have Rosh Hashanah, and it's going out in Elul and Tishrei for the Takanas HaMo'ados. So once... you no longer had the Beis HaMikdash, as we discussed yesterday, so then there was a Din D'Rabbanan that Edim should only go on Shabbos to notify the Beis Din for 2 months out of the year, which are the primary months in terms of control of the calendar, namely Tishrei and Nisan. So we begin with Mishnah Hey, Bein Shenira Be'alil, Bein Shalonira Be'alil, Mechalil Nolavas HaShabbos. So the position of the Chachamim is that whether or not the moon is seen with absolute clarity, one should be Mechalel Shabbos. In other words, one doesn't get too clever. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nira Ba'alil, if the moon is so clear, in Mechalel Neves HaShabbos, then the witnesses shouldn't go to the Beis Din and be Mechalel Shabbos, the Din of Tchum Shabbos, because if it's so clear, presumably the Beis Din would have seen it in Yerushalayim, and why violate Shabbos? So we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's view. This is what we consider to be too clever by half. You don't take chances. This is a mitzvah. You're supposed to be Mekadesh HaChodesh, so you don't just make assumptions. Maybe it's clear to you. Maybe it wasn't so clear to them. Maybe it depends on the angle. So in principle, we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's view that a person should start trying to make various calculations. Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu v'aneinu la'asos is called Divrei HaTorah Zos. That being said, the next Mishnah does in fact introduce the idea of making certain calculations, which I think is a very fascinating and has certain pragmatic halachic implications, even well beyond Kiddush HaChodesh. So Maisa, I alluded to this the other day, Sha'avru Yoser Me'arbaim Zug. There are more than 40 sets of witnesses. It only takes one set of witnesses to notify Beis Din about the new moon. V'ikvan Rabbi Akiva Belod, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lod, right? Rabbi Akiva says, don't go any further, don't violate the din of Tchum Shabbos. 39 of you are unnecessary. So Rabbi Gamliel told him, Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, ima'akivata es harabim, if you'll stop them now, nimtes machshilan lasid lavo. Then at some point in the future, who knows, maybe one of these sets of witnesses is going to be the only set of witnesses, and they're not going to come, and we're going to lose out on being mekadesh l'chodesh in the appropriate time. In other words, don't just look at what's right in front of you right now. You have to be literally roa es hanolad, even when it comes to chilul Shabbos. This is very reminiscent of a principle which is introduced in the Gemara in Erevin, that when there's attack on the Jewish community, so we send, of course, Pikuach Nefesh and defense of Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we send, the troops out to the border to be able to defend Eretz Yisrael. That's a Pikuach Nefesh. The question is, are they allowed to return on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Erevin says, yes, they're allowed to return on Shabbos, because we don't want them next time to be hesitating and say, wait a second, if I go out to defend the border communities on Shabbos, and I'll get stuck there for the rest of the Shabbos, I'm not going to see my family, I'm too busy during the week. So that, of course, became the basis of a very famous tshuva of Moshe Feinstein and medical professionals being allowed to return home under certain circumstances on Shabbos. The truth is that there are certain parameters for that, but we don't want a person in a situation where they're not going to react to an emergent situation that's in front of them because they're, thinking about what's going to be on the back end. So you could see a little bit of the kernel of that thought here, Ringham Leal saying that if you're going to stop them now, so you're going to create a long-term problem. So there's another analog of this, a very famous psak of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that was very beloved by my Rabbi Rivar. And Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha, having to do with an application, a modern-day application of this, when it comes to Lifnei Iver, having to invite non-observant relatives over, let's say in the context of Shabbos. So again, within certain parameters, the basic idea was that Reb Shlomo Zalman looked favorably on the idea of trying to encourage people, even if it meant in the short term, as long as you created a situation where they didn't absolutely have to be Mechalel Shabbos, but even if it was a likelihood that they would, let's say, drive on Shabbos to receive an invitation, as long as you gave them an opportunity not to do that, Reb Shlomo Zalman permitted this on the idea that you have to weigh short-term versus long-term. So over the long-term, the idea that they'll be positively disposed to Shabbos, right, by being invited, by being included, more maybe their children will be positively disposed. So you can't just look at what's right in front of you right now, but you have to sort of take into account the long-term perspectives. Rabbi Akiva is very laudable that he wanted to protect Shabbos. It wasn't necessary that 40 pairs of witnesses should go, but what's going to be in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh down the road? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman felt very similar fashion that, okay, you have Shabbos, you know, one Shabbos in front of you now. So if they don't come to your house for the meal, they're going to drive to the golf club, or they drive to the movie theater, they're going to drive to Citi Field or whatever it is. So, you know, over the long term, maybe we stand to gain something over here if we welcome people. So the short term versus long term needs are, I think, a very profound kind of an idea. And maybe in essence, it returns to a principle which is already stated in the Gemara. That one of the ideas in terms of the permission structure of saving life on Shabbos, even though it involves what would otherwise be Chilul Shabbos, is that you'll gain many, many, many Shabbosos over the long term. So this is a feature of halachic thinking, is to balance short-term interests against long-term interests. Rabbi Akiva was no fool. Rabbi Akiva simply put the emphasis in a different place. We, of course, paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in this case and say, better that more witnesses than necessary should come on this one Shabbos to ensure the viability of the process of Kiddush HaChodesh many, many times over.